Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The move back honestly had nothing to do with what my future might look like with the Giants, which I think for us makes it all the more special because it truly was a move back because we enjoy this area and we enjoy the friends that we've made in this area. And I think just over the last few weeks, months, we've been kind of talking through some different scenarios and it's where we landed.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Buster Posey, that was at his introductory press conference earlier today. He is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And first order of business, re-signing Blake Snell.
Well, I'm saying that. We got a text from Shasky Butcher Boy. He said a shortstop. So he said Kim or Aramis will be their target, as well as Eldridge Steiny, first base or DH, you know, show him the ropes. The youngster with power that's just, remember, I've been sending you those videos that he sends me. But shortstop. So we'll see. I'm just saying if it were me, that's which I wouldn't let a talent like that get out of town. Like, we would have a conversation, and you would think.
Okay, with better get him then.
Well,
no.
Well,
no.
I'm not saying I'm
he
not
better,
going to get.
No. If they lose Snell, that's a Farhan move. Right? If he's a priority, then like that's kind of what I'm saying.
Well,
if,
he's a talent, Steiny. I think okay. He's probably a top 3 lefty in the game.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. So, he's in your backyard right now. He works for you. He just finished the year and you got this euphoria of new hope. Shout out Star Wars. And man, I feel like the Giants with Posey and this new team that he'll put together, I hope they would have a head start if they identify how good he is. And if you're right, they're trying to win right away. Him and Webb, we saw it.
Yeah, I'd really like to know, and I have no idea. But for all we know, Buster Posey saw Snell not take the ball Saturday and was like, see, that these are the kind of guys that we've got, we can't have.
Yeah, but give me this.
I'm just saying, like,
we didn't like that.
We're not even allowing for the fact that that may have turned Posey off.
Oh, gotcha.
Or Blake Snell's entire season may have turned Posey off. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying if you're telling me that Blake Snell is either the priority or a big priority, well, then this is why you've been hired. Buster Posey,
right,
to keep him here.
And it's exciting, and it's an opportunity. But to that point about him not taking the ball, you and I didn't like it, but nothing to see here. But Steiny,
we don't know there's nothing to see,
right,
here.
And that's why I was going, because, I mean, he's been here a whole year. We got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Nothing's ever been reported that he was a bad teammate
he didn't like the way he was being handled, apparently, early in the season with their athletic department or their athletic staff.
Well, I bring that up to say, if he was a good soldier, him not taking the ball Saturday before the Sunday final game, I don't think would supersede him, you know, him being labeled as a
I don't know. Guy. I don't, like, that's and I'm being sincere. I have no idea how Buster Posey thinks about Blake Snell. I mean, I don't know. He may love Blake Snell. He may think that we're going to keep Blake Snell here no matter what. I'm just saying, like, that's, like, I saw the other day, Farhan Zaidi was talking about Mike Yastrzemski. Mm-hmm. Mike Yastrzemski, and he said, you know, I have a soft spot for Yaz. And I was thinking, oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter anymore that Farhan has a soft spot for Yaz.
Right.
What does Posey think?
Right.
Like, what does Posey think of all these guys?
And, Stani, it's been forever and a day since they've actually won anything, so this is just how I move. I want talent. I know everybody's not going to be a Cub scout, so even if you got some Richard to your personality or whatnot, but you go out there and get it done on the field, rest in peace, Pete Rose, because that's what I'm thinking about, Stani. I mean, man, what are you bringing to the table as far as play and production? And that, to me, supersedes the, what? Is he one of our type of guys? See, is he nice, but goes out there and with his gas can to the mound and gives up the game or whatnot? So I'm about talent. And well, I just feel like this is an awesome opportunity.
I mean, I'm not saying the Giants want to turn down talent. That's not what I'm saying. But that's not been their M.O., when Posey was here, their MO was not, we take talent over character. It was, we want guys who are professional about the game, who know how to handle winning and lose. I'm not saying Snell's not that guy. I'm just saying this has never been an organization of, let's just acquire all the talent and we'll figure it out and we'll take talent over other aspects of the game. I mean, of course, if you can get somebody that does it all. But I don't think, like, Buster Posey to me isn't, let's get all the talent we can get in here, and, you know, if they're good guys, they're good guys. If they're not, they're not. I see something far more regimented going on here, and it is, they want guys who really want to be here, who want to play a certain way, and who all share the same philosophy. And I don't know. We have no idea who fits the bill for Posey or not in that
415 sends this, Stani. Blake Snell should not be the Giants' offseason priority. His availability is always in question.
I mean, and it could come down to that. I mean, Posey could say, I mean, Blake Snell's the best pitcher in baseball, but we got to have more than 20 starts out of a starter if we're going to pay him crazy money. I mean, for all we know, Buster Posey hates the idea of having to pay guys who can't last a season. I don't know. That's all the stuff I think we're going to find out about Posey and his new role. It's going to be fun. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey, new president of baseball ops. What do you have your eyes on for Posey? What are you looking for? What are the signs you're going to try to delve into and find out what he's all about? And if you are a San Francisco Giants fan, what do you want him to attack first? Is it retaining Blake Snell? 888-957-9570. And if priority number one is retaining Blake Snell, then you better retain him, because ostensibly that's one of the reasons you hired Buster Posey. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Austin is in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I listen to the conversation. Hey, what's up, Guru? It's just more for me. I'm intrigued by the organizational management part of it, Stiney, more than... Yeah, it's baseball. It's Buster. But really, the intriguing part for me is some of the things he said. And I will give Buster this, man. A great player, but I think he's also a guy that thinks before he talks, which I think is real important. He doesn't feel like he has to say something just to say something. Mm. I also noticed an inference that he made, kind of in some of the things he said. I'll use the word nuance, which you like a lot. He said, I'm paraphrasing, that you got to treat players differently. In other words, each player needs to be handled a little bit different. I think that, and he talked about how things are done today versus when he played.
Yep.
So I think there's a lot of, this guy, he impressed me with the way he thinks. I think he's a lot smarter than people think. I think a lot of times people think players that transition to management roles aren't always, you know, the smartest guys in the world. But I think Buster, he comes to the party or comes to the job with a little bit different thought. And plus, he's had a lot of time to think about it, guys. He's been around the organization. He's seen things. So he knows. I think he knows right. I think he knows what he wants to do. It's not going to happen right away. I think Steiny's right. I think people should not expect everything to change overnight. They've got to rebuild the culture, number one, I would think. Blake Snell, I agree with Steiny, is not part of – rebuilding the culture, I don't think. I think you got to look at putting guys in the locker room. He talked about playing better. So clearly the product on the field is not up to standard. So that's something that you got to watch. Whether you love the guys on the team now, I don't think Buster loves all of them. So I think you can expect a significant change on the field, right? So, and then the other thing is I don't believe that Chapman. I know everybody's he retained Chapman because you got to have some stability. That's the reason why they kept Chapman. They didn't want to break down everything to the complete studs. They said let's keep at least one guy. But damn, I think Chris said it, man. If you come to the if Chapman and who's the pitcher? Do you guys keep saying is the guy and
Logan
those
Webb.
Are the two guys you're rolling out there as your stars. Ah, nah, man, that's not going to get it done. They got to go get somebody that's more of a marquee player. So those are kind of my thoughts, man. But I thought for first press conference, wow, man, the fans should be excited, but they need to be patient because things aren't going to change right away. It's going to take time. That's what I got, guys. Thanks.
All right, good call.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
And like I said, Stoney, I'm looking at the standings. Nobody's going to give you an award for this, but the Giants were not, the 2024 Giants were not the Chicago White Sox losing 120. They were two games under, and you're right. If Posey feels like they could have been better fundamentally, defensively, pitch all of it, I mean, maybe they're playing today. But with that said, you know, I love Austin, but on one front, he said, you don't need to retain Snell, who is talent. And then he ended the call saying, you need to go get talent. And I understand it's not going to happen every day, but if this team is not in the coffin, and I don't believe it is, I had them as a playoff team. I was wrong. I'll take that L. Man, a couple tweaks, you can be right back in the thick of things. And a guy like Blake Snell, for me, is a couple tweaks if you can retain him. And get, you know, like, man, sign me up.
I think one of the things that Posey didn't like, the fans didn't like, and maybe members of the front office didn't like was, and I heard Hunter Pence refer to this yesterday with the afternoon show, of the idea of the constant shuffling of players back and forth to Sacramento. And I never really thought much of that. But when I heard Hunter Pence talking to Willard and Dibbs, it starts to become obvious when you read between the lines that that was a problem. And it
for the players themselves, the youngsters?
Yeah, I think for the team, too. Mm. And he referenced the one time in the middle of the season when Birdsong made a start and he pitched really well.
Struck out a lot, I remember.
And then they sent him down to Sacramento. Not necessarily as a demotion, but to get another player up here who could help in the next day or two after Birdsong made his start. And what I heard Pence say is, you know, everybody gets why you would send Birdsong down after that, but the reality is Birdsong had just pitched well, and like that does a lot for a team. He doesn't go back to SAC, and now he's got two or three off days, and he's around the team, and they start to like him, and you develop that camaraderie as opposed to, wait, who pitched for us last night? He's in Sacramento today, and who's this guy?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy who's up for him, like I think that really took a toll on chemistry in that clubhouse,
and that's already a positive, right? Assuming that won't be the course of action under Buster Posey. And I gotta say this, because I know you think on my list I'm excited about Snell and his future with the Giants because I'm rooting for him to stay. But before that, Stoney, I'm telling you, I want to see who Buster deems as GM, and you know, that can go so many ways. I can't come up with a name now, but the reason I'm so fixated on it is whoever has that job is going to be a key cog in helping the Giants get back.
Hey, I wonder if the GM will speak more than Posey speaks.
Because it happens.
Well, because Like the general manager now is Pete Petula, and they said they're going to reassign him.
So I heard that.
Petula. And I mean, I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
Right.
It was always Farhan.
I couldn't even make his voice out.
Yeah, so I'm sure this GM, I mean, I don't know what kind of role he'll have in terms of out in front of the public, but Buster Posey, the new president of baseball operations. I tell you, the one part I found very interesting was,
I'm trying to guess,
the part when John Shea, my main man John Shea,
our guy,
talked about the contracts and the transparency, and he talked about how that Farhan only had, or no, Melvin only had a 2-year contract. But anyway, Johnson was talking about how he doesn't think there should be transparency when it comes to the contracts of GMs and managers and front office people. And I thought that was interesting because he talked about how if everybody knows what Melvin's contract is and what Posey's contract is, then questions become obviously more likely to be asked as their tenure starts to come to a close. And
but you could tell there was some, yeah,
I mean, it was clearly some, I mean,
tennis going on.
Like, clearly there was something going on there. I don't know why they didn't tell it like it is, but they said Posey's got a three-year contract, so he's on the clock.
Yeah,
he's on the clock. Let's take a listen to some of what Buster Posey said from earlier today. This is on the Giants' identity and what it is.
I wouldn't say the brand's been tarnished. I mean, again, I think that's a lot of discussion we're going to be having over the next weeks and months is about our identity, you know, and again, I want to be clear, like our identity really boils down to the players on the field and the way that they play and the type of players they are and how they handle themselves, not only on the field, but in the community. So I think that's going to be a big part of discussion is like what really is important to us as an organization and what are we going to hang our hat on at the end of the day?
So
something to run by Bobby Evans, Donnie.
Well, I mean, he doesn't know what the identity is right now.
But how long does it take one or a team to develop that?
And the fact
that you don't have one, where are you really at? But again, you know, 80-82 is, I'm not selling you on that, Donnie. It's not the worst ever, especially if you think you left a lot out there on the field.
I mean, the identity's pretty obvious to me. Should be pitching and defense with this park.
Yeah.
And so if you think Snell's part of the pitching solution, then you got to keep him.
But when they won 107, I felt like platoon, Charlie Sheen, shout out to him. I think that was a big part of that team, but it was successful. That was Farhan's best. That was a highlight of his tenure here. The fact that he could use whatever spreadsheet or data, Excel sheet and platooning, that the Darren Russ of the world, everything came up smelling like roses. Like, you can do a 30 for 30 on that season on how that team with that talent won 107, Stoney. Everything kind of just broke their way.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey, the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. Why did you let Farhan Zaidi go, Greg Johnson?
I think Farhan still is one of the greatest baseball minds out there and a brilliant and EQ and everything. But the reality is 6 years of one playoff. And you know, we can point to all the things that didn't work or unlucky here or injuries here. But, you know, the reality is we need to be in the playoffs. And this year we put a lot into making sure we were going to get to the playoffs, and we didn't get there.
Yeah, well, I like that.
My question is,
we spent a lot. He did.
Was this, looking back at the Giants this year, was it a play? I mean, obviously it wasn't, but should they have been a playoff team? And if they weren't, and because they weren't, why? Why? Did they have the talent to be a playoff team, but they didn't reach their potential? Because that sounds like a Melvin issue. If they didn't have the talent to compete, then that's a Farhan issue. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think they got enough out of their big boys. But, again, What's the first order of business for Buster Posey?
But when you have a $200 million payroll, Steiny, I'm with Greg. You better make the playoffs. Like, if you say why they – well, you asked me why they didn't. But just underperforming. And I don't think Melvin had his best year. Blake Snell starting the season, not being able to – whatever was going on with him, that didn't help. But at the end of the day, no excuses. You're right. The players got to be accountable. The bats were in hibernation at the most inopportune times of the season. And – you know, they get hot once they get eliminated, right? So maybe the lipstick on a pig is the fact that they ended up two games under 500, but it got away from them way before then.
I mean, if you look at some of the guys they brought in, you know.
Chapman got a deal.
Well, Chapman was probably their biggest success story. Jung-Hoo Lee, unfortunately, got hurt. I thought that was that obviously, looking back, was a pretty big blow.
How about Snell?
I mean, that's the other thing. I don't know. I mean, what grade would you give the Snell signing? Like, wow. I can't blame.
You're taking everything in totality.
I don't blame Farhan Zaidi for Blake Snell, because it's clear that at the end of free agency, they felt like they needed to do something to upgrade. They went out and got Chapman and Snell, and you got Snell so late that you knew he wasn't going to be a factor early in the season. So, I mean, I don't know. What grade do you give the Snell signing? Can you give it more than a C at best? Because he only started 20 games. Robbie Ray, obviously, was hurt most of the year. Who do you blame the injuries on? The players, the coach, the manager?
Well, I had a Carfax report on a couple guys, you know, coming into this season. But, man, you got me thinking about Snell, Steiny, and I'm looking at a 3.12 ERA. I'm like, yeah, there was some turbulence, but good God, when you were going, the numbers are, you know, I'll take that all day, every day.
Well, yeah.
Imagine had they kept going into the post. They didn't, and you could hand him the ball or Webb back-to-back. Like, that's a problem. But it did manifest.
I mean, I'm looking at – let me see. You know, I mean, can you get Blake Snell for? I don't know. I mean, to me, he's risky. He'd be a risky long-term signing. Maybe you have to do it because you're the Giants, and the way you keep guys and the way you acquire guys is to overpay them.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steiny. There's going to be a line for his services. Blake Snell, that I believe.
And that's why I don't see it here. Mm. I just don't see it here. And that's why, you know, that's where I do wonder about Buster Posey. So we got a new president of baseball operations in here. In theory, we want Blake Snell back.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of competition. You've already gone into the luxury tax, so you've proven you're willing to spend a lot of money. And that's why I'm convinced the Giants aren't going to say Blake Snell's our top priority.
By any means necessary.
They're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then if you don't get him, we're back to exactly where we've been for the last 5 or 6 years with not being able to get the guys that we want for big money.
But then who do you have behind Logan Webb going into next season?
Well, who'd you have?
And you can add, but I'm just saying – that, man, that is sexy as all outdoors right now when you think of Webb and Snell.
Can you really sign a guy to that kind of money who's only going to start 20 games?
See, I guess that, hey, you know what? You got me there, but I'm being proactive. Like, that's going to be more than 20 games this go-round with the spring training. And you're right. Maybe they're like, no, Posey's running away from that. But yeah. Steiny, you can't ignore when he's on how phenomenal he is.
And
like, I'd give him the ball before Webb if the game was for my life. My life is on the line. I'm giving the ball to Snell before Webb. And I like Webb.
Is Webb healthy? I mean, on the day you want to give him the ball, is he healthy?
Obviously, if I picked him, he had to be.
I mean, see, that's the other thing. I mean, you can't pay a guy
for top line
money for half the year.
But that was their reality, Sonny.
I mean, here's the other thing, and maybe
that's what the Giants did.
I've been downplaying this too. I mean, the Giants ended up 9 games in back of the third wild card.
Yeah, it got ugly.
That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of games to be behind the – so you're 9 games behind the 6th best team in the National League.
It got ugly.
So, I don't know. Buster Posey's got a big challenge ahead of him, and he's on the clock as far as Giants fans are concerned. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's Buster Posey talking about his philosophy on analytics.
Most definitely going to use analytics. I mean, I think that analytics are here and they're here to stay, and it would be a mistake to say that you're not going to use that information. You know, as far as general philosophy, I think it's, as many of you know me, a lot of my basic principles are pretty simple. I want us to be known as a team that's, you know, the ultimate prepared team, one that's fundamentals are held at a really high standard. And ultimately, this is all about the players. It's all about putting great players on the field. And I think our job as a front office, as you know, with Bob here as a coaching and the coaching staff, is to be able to identify those players and then get the most out of them.
Buster Posey, analytics were a big part of the Farhan Zaidi era, and Buster Posey's gonna use him as support. Obviously, I don't know if he's married to him like Farhan, but that'll be another thing that we all keep an eye on. 888-957-9570. Coming up on the other side, we got Bobby Evans at 1:15. When we come back, I want to jump into some Niners talk, because the San Francisco 49ers, they can have some peace of mind right now. As far as I'm concerned, something good happened to them, and they can now attack the next month or two. I'll tell you what that's all about on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Can't do it. Guru, Steiny, show, let's go!
All right, Buster Posey's the new president of baseball operations for the Giants. By the way, just want to mention this. I think the 49ers got a little closure the last couple days. I think we can all acknowledge that Christian McCaffrey won't play in October.
Wow.
Yeah, so we can move forward talking about him without mentioning him. He's not going to play, and Mason's going to get the next 4 or 5 starts, and we'll revisit it in November.
Yeah, and it might be December.
Maybe.
And it might be January, but what's on my radar, and I know we'll get in it tomorrow, Steiny, is that video from Friday with Ayuk and Kyle. I don't think it was good. What did you say yesterday? Norm liked it. Guru, I don't think it was a nothing burger, but Davante Adams is kicking up dust in Las Vegas. I mean, could he be wearing the red and gold? So I know we'll get to that later on this week, but man.
You know, I don't.
Wow.
We'll get back into the Giants, yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm watching
the games yesterday.
I'm watching the Lions and the
all black uniforms were sick.
And Seattle. It's like, come on. Come on. It's so obvious, the eye test.
Well, Seattle's that. I like him, Steiny. They had a lead on you a couple years ago in a playoff game at half. But you're not saying they're better than the Niners
Know
Detroit had their foot in the Niners' ass for a half in a playoff game.
What I'm saying is I saw two receivers, and Brandon Ayuk ain't in their league. He ain't DK Metcalf or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Come on,
his money's up there.
Come on now.
Well, Steiny, no training camp. Blake Snell.
Come on now.
Oh boy, you are down.
Please.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. You know, Goo, I can't help but think under different circumstances that if another player had done what Blake Snell did Saturday, you'd be like, "Oh, Steiny, I don't want him as in part I don't want him in our clubhouse."
No, but he followed up with the perfect addendum. He said, he quit. You know what, Steiner?
He quit.
Dude, come lay off. Why should I? Because pitchers are like, fine, China. It's the end. We're not playing for anything. Let my backup, whoever, go throw the ball. Come on. What, you want me to, you know, Tommy John on the last day for nothing? I kind of understand it. And when he said if it were a playoff game or had ramifications, he would have pitched. Okay. I'm like, I'm not.
That makes it worse. That makes it worse. I mean, to me, that's a guy saying, you know who that is?
What?
That's Draymond Green saying, I don't like to get up for games in March. It's hard for me to get out of bed in March.
No, well, Draymond saying that is worse because March games count. This was the last one. You know what I mean? Give a brother a break.
Why? Like,
because I don't think it resonates.
You better hope
amongst
it didn't.
The Giants to wear this dude.
I can't wait. I can't wait till Snell signs with somebody else, and Buster Posey says, we need guys who want to pitch.
If that were to happen, I'd double back and give you all the love in the world. But I think you're overreacting.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
It was odd. Remember, I told you I didn't like it. But, man, that 3.12 ERA, after all that went into him getting off to that rough start, what was Norm Nixon, the great point guard for the Lakers, Donnie? What was his number, 10? His ERA was in the 10s early, and he got that bad boy down pitching his ass off. And Buster talked about how those last 10 or 12 games, it was incredible to watch.
Yeah, he made that's right. Records don't matter anymore for starters. Mm. Made $6 million. He got $6 million a win.
That's your problem.
He did.
Snell, man.
He's 5-3. He was $6 million a win for Blake Snell. No, I do think there's something to, especially. Listen, if Buster Posey was being truthful, and I think he was, when Willard asked him, you know, how long he's been thinking about this, and that a couple years or a few years ago he wasn't thinking this way, he made a reference to, I'm telling you, I think Buster Posey watched this team the last 2 years and just despised what he saw. I don't think
that's hard to do. The fans were right behind him.
I think he didn't like the way Farhan maybe didn't treat people like people and treated them like assets or trading commodities. I think it probably really bothered him if there was, and it looked like there was, a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I think he probably is somebody who was in that clubhouse, and I don't know who was professional, who wasn't professional, but I bet he could walk through that clubhouse and say, yeah, this ain't it. Wow. This ain't it. This ain't how you win in the big leagues. And I think, to me, Buster Posey's going to be the kind of president of baseball ops that, yeah, he's going to want talent. Mm-hmm. Of course he's going to want talent.
That's how you win.
But he's going to want people that he feels are San Francisco Giants. They want to be here, and they are here for a long period of time. Like, that's the other thing. I mean,
to me, his first
order of business is developing some kind of continuity. Who are everyday players right now on this roster? And can we increase the number of those everyday players?
And are they good enough? You can be an everyday player by default, but are you good enough?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this team's been about 500 for the last 3 years. Have they underachieved? Have they overachieved? Or have they achieved?
Last year, I thought it was underachievements, Donnie. And I'm not even bringing up the payroll, which was over 200 milli. But I just, again, I told you and I felt it. I told all you guys, I thought they had enough with that 1-2 punch of Snell and Webb to go into a series that might shock somebody, you know. So that didn't happen. But I just felt like, for whatever reason, their offense was stale. And they had the same at bat and same sorry approach with runners in scoring position. So when we hear Buster Posey talk about what you alluded to, you know, you got to play, you know, better and sound and be focused. Stani, the right on the table to me, brought to you by Atco, is I felt like that wasn't far on. That was coaching. You were talking about coaching.
I actually think injuries hurt him. I mean, Blake Snell missed half the year. If he he started 20 games.
Yeah.
If he starts 12 more games, maybe they're 8-4 in those games instead of 5-7. Robbie Ray was hurt all year long. I do think the Jung-Hoo Lee thing really hurt him. I think he's pretty good.
Then maybe they're not as far off as we think.
Bona fide leadoff hitter. I mean, look, I think what's going to happen is I don't think we're going to see drastic changes with this team.
So this is not a full rebuild, reset.
Not right now.
I don't think Posey would have took the job had it been. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he would have or he wouldn't have, but if the Giants don't feel like this is the offseason to make a big splash, well, then you got to try to get an 80-win team to win 88 or 90 games. And then it comes down to how you do that and whether or not Blake Snell is kind of the focal point of the San Francisco Giants offseason.
And what happened to Lamont Wade? He got hurt, Steiny. Remember, he was off to a good start and it got hurt and never, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Estrada got hurt, and then they designated him for assignment.
Yeah.
You know, Bailey kind of fell off in terms of his hitting.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. I mean,
but this is exciting to me if I'm a Giant fan. I'm sorry.
How much time are you giving him?
You know what? Stoney, I'm gonna say a cool quick 3 years. Before I get behind the microphone, hopefully I'm still here, and tell you, you know what? What's going on? I've been waiting. The pizza's not here. You know, I'm waiting. So I'm going to say 3 years.
So Farhan Zaidi, in year one, the Giants won 77 games.
Okay.
It was Bruce Bochy's last year. Last year.
Not good.
And then Gabe Kapler was hired.
Infinite outcomes.
And it was the COVID year. And I know
it's we had people saying he would have got fired had it not been that COVID year. Remember the short season?
Why would he have been fired?
Because they would have had more losses had they played the full season.
They missed the playoffs by a game.
Yeah, they lost to the home series against the Rockies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they were one game from making the postseason in 2020.
But the point is they were only in it because of it was a short season. They said if you played the 162, he felt like the Giants would have lost way more and your boy wouldn't even lasted. I can't name him. A friend of ours.
They were 29-31. That's almost 500. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they've had like 4 years where they're 500 or almost. And I get it. That's not the goal. But I think we exaggerated just how bad things were. I really do. And they want to, I mean.
Kind the 107,
of
man.
3 years. So Buster put in Farhan's third year, they made the postseason.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair to give him 3 years. From the 415 on the Comcast Business Text Line, I feel like Buster will be the type of president who will actually be in the clubhouse from time to time, interacting with the players. Farhan would never do that. Yeah, you know what? That's always interesting, is how much time should a general manager of any team spend in a locker room?
I mean, I'm Jerry Jones, Stoney. If I'm overseeing it, or Mark Cuban or Ballmer, I'm around, you know? Not trying to be nosy or throw you off your game, but this is my baby. I want to be around. I want to smell it. I want to feel it. And I want to be a part of it.
Because it was funny. Like last night or yesterday, we had Dunleavy on. I asked him that question about Curry, and boy, how easy. Like, would you just bump into Curry and you said, well, you want to get it done, or did he come up to you? And like, it was really funny. The first thing he said was, well, Matt, as you know, every player's got representation, and so we reached out to his representation. So that tells me, obviously, you never talk about business with the player.
Wow.
In that kind of environment.
Gotcha.
But I do wonder, because I know there's a lot of GMs out there that don't think they belong in a locker room or clubhouse a lot, because that's for the players.
That's, yeah.
And GM's got an office, and if you want to see the GM, you can go see the GM. But I don't know. I've always thought it's kind of interesting, because I do think it's a delicate balance between, I don't think you want your GM in the clubhouse or locker room day in and day out.
Well, I wouldn't be Like, it's
no, you
about
said you'd be Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but, and this is what I was going to say, Stan. I'd come talk to you, pat you on the shoulder after the game, but I wouldn't do business out in front of everybody. I would, you know, go in there, what's up, let's go. Did we win or lose? That type. You know, I would go in there, to the emotion aspect of it, I would be a part. But I wouldn't go in there talking your business in front of Evan or other teammates. Yeah, that's there. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, you'd be...
How's Joe Lacob? Would you say he... Like, I'd be like Lacob. He gives them their privacy, not all in the videos.
No, I mean, but we don't know how much Lacob goes into the locker room, for example. I don't think he goes into the locker room after every game.
Right, certainly that's not, overkill.
Certainly not in there before the game, mm-hmm. or...
That's the coach's dojo.
Yeah. So, in other words, if, let's say I was a coach and you were the GM, I'd be like, goo. Hit the pike. Get out of here.
And I would ask you, do you got a problem if I come in after said victory? Like, you know, I would
just keep it to a minimum. Let me coach the team. Go get us some players.
Yeah.
All right?
Blake Snell.
Go get us some players who play.
Oh, that's pretty good. What about Dunleavy saying, and Joey Curry? That hit me. He's right. I come in preaching that, man. Somewhat of a prophet. Enjoy it, man. Dude ain't going to be here for 10 more years. He's incredible. Your bestie.
He's all right.
You ran into him.
Goo.
I'm irritated.
Goo.
Something told me to get off my keister and go mingle.
You're sure?
And I didn't. I sat there and just on the laptop.
Yeah. Goo.
Missed the action.
Evan, I have nothing to say.
It's all good.
Also, if a GM is a former player that knows the room, I'm sure it's okay most of the time. Yeah. Gotta be. Yeah. It's something I think you gotta balance. Mm-hmm. But
that I believe, Scotty.
Dave Fleming was on with the Bonte and Shasky this morning, and he was talking about how everybody should love this move. Take a listen to Dave Fleming.
The fan base is obviously going to be energized by this. It's no secret that the fan base, and I understand why, has been very cranky over the last year or two. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple reasons why. Number one, the Giants just have not won as many games as they expected to or believe they should have. So that gets everybody cranky when you feel like you're underachieving, when you feel like you're not making progress. Number two, it's just an incredible contrast over the last few years of what's going on with the Giants' main rivals down in L.A. And so I think those two things together have made everybody really unhappy around here. And, you know, probably hastened the decision that got made today.
Yeah, it's Dave Fleming talking about Buster Posey.
Yeah. And, I mean, he joined the roast all year long, and he kept it real, Stoney. You could tell when he was wearing it, and the losses were getting to him. But the one thing that I don't think I've said to you that I'll say to the fans as well, Stoney, and the listeners, I just feel like, when you talk about San Francisco Giants and their rich history, losing is not acceptable. And maybe somehow it became acceptable, but the fact that they removed Farhan, to me, just excites me for Giant fans to where they said, enough is enough. We've given this man more opportunity than not, and it didn't happen. It's time to go a different direction. And how do you go that different direction? With one of your own, one of your favorites. And that in itself, and you said it kind of all show long, Stoney, that's exciting in itself. Jordan, he did that in Charlotte. Imagine that he'd been doing that for the hometown team. You know, that just takes on something way different if he was trying to bring the Bulls back. And maybe he would have failed at it. But before he failed, I mean, that would have been an earthquake of excitement.
Who? Jordan?
Yeah, had he been overseeing the Bulls.
Well, I just want to caution that this stuff doesn't last. Like, the good feeling doesn't last.
Oh, no doubt.
The Warriors did something exactly like this. 2004. They brought Chris Mullin to run the team.
Good call.
And he was fine, but he only had one playoff season in 5 years. And then he was unceremoniously run out by Chris Cohan. So
I get the excitement.
I totally get the excitement.
That's where you start.
You don't have to start with excitement. There have been a lot of press conferences that have been duds, and then those
Well, we could call that one a dud because of his personality by nature.
Right. There's two different things. There's the excitement that it's Buster Posey who's now going to lead your organization.
But hold on, real quick.
But there's
no excitement.
There's no excitement over him doing a press conference.
I mean, that's like
he's not dynamic.
The real questions are going to be answered.
What do you mean?
Like, we're going to find out if this team, what they do, how they do it, who they get, who they don't get. That's natural. That's going to happen. But right now, not only is it the fact that they ran Farhan, it's who they replaced him with. So you're getting the two for one to me, Jonathan.
And I'm just saying that
honeymoon.
This has been tried before with varying degrees of success. So, I get the excitement for sure. And I think the Giants are absolutely going to go in a different kind of direction. I mean, I don't think Farhan had very much of a personal touch.
No.
I don't think he had a connection to the fan base. I don't think he had a real connection to the players. So you hire Buster Posey, you get all that right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
But that's all you get.
Yeah, it'll go away.
That gives you no wins.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Absolutely no wins.
Or acquisitions.
Exactly.
You're totally right.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you know I know that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, here.
What you got? The blow. You're beautiful.
This will make him a contender.
I think the ballpark is definitely a detriment when you're talking about the historic level talents. The guys like Harper, Ohtani, Judge, who want to go to the Hall of Fame and put up record-setting numbers. I do believe when they have choices that they choose to go to a place that can help their numbers more. And that's just a fact. And maybe Buster's going to actually consider, you know, moving in the fences or reconfiguring Oracle Park a little bit to account for that. I think it's at least worth considering because I do think it's not just attracting free agents. It's also like, are your own homegrown players becoming less productive than they would be because they change their approach to the ballpark or they get discouraged because of the ballpark?
Oh, that seriously, Steiner. No, that Flim.
Yeah,
that you just—that was phenomenal. Just the fact that you—they've made some changes a couple years ago, but the fact that you would think about how it affects your own players, like I feel like something might be in the works.
Yeah. 12-11 games.
I told you
in sales,
the person that didn't hit quota, these leads are no good. You can't use or live that way.
You do realize
these leads.
That if another team's got more power hitters than you and the fences are short, that you're probably still going to hit fewer homers than the other team that's got more power than you.
But
bringing in the fences is an absolute gimmick.
It absolutely is. It could be something
you're not going to get the fences could be 300 down the right and left field lines. You still weren't going to get Harper or Ohtani. I really don't.
Now the question to that is that when you got Buster Posey running, you know, the show, and that's what you hope. Like, you're right. It didn't work with the pass regime.
You know, I'll tell you what.
But now with BP.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If Posey really wants to be smart, why doesn't he just, and he's really concerned about signing big name hitting free agents, just move the team to Williamsport. Is that what everybody wants to do? Move into a little league park. For the life of me, I don't understand why
they lost a game.
You have a stadium that's a little bit different than all the other stadiums, and it's not a cookie cutter like 80% of the other stadiums. Why not try to use that to your advantage rather than, well, let's just play the game everybody else is playing?
Well, don't you think they have?
I don't get it.
For 10 years?
No, I don't think they've had great pitching and defense since their big run.
No, I'm saying trying to build your team around your ballpark. How's that got you since 2004? Where's that got you since 2014?
Well, they signed a real good pitcher, Gausman. They let him go.
Yeah.
Then they signed Rodon. He didn't have a good year, but then he left. Now he had a real good year.
I can't argue that.
Now they got Snell. I don't know, figure out a way to get big time frontline pitching, because that's what the ball, it's, you know, it's just like the Cardinals in the 80s.
But you still got to hit now, Stoney, especially in today's baseball.
I get it, but it's just like the Cardinals when they were playing on turf and they had to steal a ton of bases to make their impact. It's just like a, you know, it's just like the Orioles when they had 420 game winners, or you got to, I just think you got to dove, it's like old Yankee Stadium. What did you want? You wanted to try to get left-handed pull hitters to take advantage of the short porch.
Yeah, you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you, and I'm sharing it with you, Stoney. If you ask me why the 2024 Giants didn't reach their ultimate goal, it was the hitting more than the pitching. And I'm not telling you the pitching was perfect. It was not. But when it was all said and done, Stoney, it was the bats that let this team down.
Well, you better figure that out, because you better start bringing up hitters from your farm system who realize this is the park they have to hit in, because guys who aren't here apparently don't want to come here. And the question is...
Ooh, I hate hearing that.
I know you do. But I want you to... I'm going to play this one more time, right, and then we're going to go to break.
All right.
But I want you to hear it one more time.
I think the ballpark is definitely a detriment when you're talking about the historic level talents. The guys like Harper, Ohtani, Judge, who want to go to the Hall of Fame and put up record-setting numbers. I do believe when they have choices that they choose to go to a place that can help their numbers more. And that's just a fact. And maybe Buster's going to actually consider...
That's just a fact.
And I love Flynn.
Okay. Oh, so you disagree with him?
No, I'm hoping...
So
now,
say,
under
so you ain't
Buster
getting
Posey,
Soto.
Well, he's never not leaving New York. And I got to say something to you about Judge.
Everybody wants to leave.
Judge didn't go somewhere else. So, yeah, it hurts you didn't get him, but he played you. He never was leaving.
Well, that's like even worse.
Well,
that's even worse. Coming up at 1:15, we got Bobby Evans, former general manager of the San Francisco Giants. But Soto should want to leave New York now that Posey's here.
No, stop. See, now you're not going to.
I know it.
Stop,
I know what's going to happen here.
He's living his life.
I know what's going to happen here. Our loyal fan base will not hold Buster Posey, his feet to the fire, you're like
incredible.
We did Farhan Zaidi. That's what I'm seeing on the horizon. But that may be just me. All right. That segment was brought to you by The Veranda Concord.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.